the king and his new wife. The king and his wife had just married. Sitting in the elegant throne room, the king waited for his wife to come and serve him. But his new wife was too shy to enter that splendid room and approach the king. Her sister noticed the embarrassment and encouraged her, "Don't be shy. The reason the king married you is for you to be there and serve him. Take heart and go inside the special room." Moshe noticed that Aaron hesitated and trembled to approach the big Mizbeach. Moshe called to Aaron, "My brother Aaron, Hashem has chosen you to do his avodah. Go up to the Mizbeach. Offer your own korbanos to atone for yourself and those of Bnei Israel to atone for them." Finally, Aaron felt reassured and walked into the Mizbeach. He brought his calf as korban chatas while his sons helped him. Then Aaron offered the other korbanos. When he had finished, he came down from the Mizbeach. Then Aaron lifted his hands for the first time, blessed the people with the special blessing of the Kohanim, the Birkas Kohanim. The yard of the Mishkan was filled with Bnei Israel, who had been watching Aaron's avodah. Now that it was finished, the people wondered, where was the fire from Hashem? The fire kindled by Aaron had begun to burn the pieces of meat, but no fire came down from the heavens. Aaron was also worried. He had performed the avodah with joy, but now he was afraid. Moshe asked anxiously, "Is it possible that Hashem is not pleased with my avodah and has not accepted it? Perhaps he is still angry with me, and it is due to my sin that he does not send the fire from heaven." Both Moshe and Aaron entered the Mishkan, fell on their faces, and begged Hashem that he send down a fire from heaven. When they came out, they blessed Bnei Israel, "May Hashem accept your korbanos and may he forgive your sins." Immediately Hashem's Shekinah appeared before all the people. A fire descended from heaven and burned the parts of the korbanos that were still on the Mizbeach. When the people saw it, they rejoiced greatly. This was the sign that Hashem had forgiven them for the sin of the golden calf. Since the splitting of the Yam Suf, there had not been such rejoicing and happiness among Bnei Israel. They fell on their faces and thanked Hashem for the great miracle. The day Hashem had given the Torah to Bnei Israel had been like the engagement of a chasan and a kala. This Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shekhinah came to rest among Bnei Israel, was similar to that wedding day. The fire fell on the Mizbeach, did not disappear after burning the korbanos. It remained on the Mizbeach from that time on.